Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 through 35. The Reverend Dr. Richard Serena is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The lesson is from St. Matthew, the 18th chapter. Peter came up and said to Jesus, "Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times?" Jesus said to him, "I do not say to you seven times, but seven times seven. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. Since he could not pay, his master ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything.' And out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. But when that same servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii, and seizing him, he began to choke him, saying, 'Pay what you owe.' So his fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you.' He refused, and went and put him in prison till he should pay the debt. When his fellow servants saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their master all that had taken place. And his master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. And should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you?' And in anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all his debt. So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart." This is the word of the Lord. I was told there would be no math in seminary. And here we are dealing with all sorts of numbers and equations, like 70 times 7. That's how many times Jesus tells Peter he must forgive a brother who has sinned against him. 70 times 7, stretching my pastor math, I think that's about 490. But the number isn't the key. Even in Greek, the number is somewhat ambiguous. It could mean 70 plus 7, it could mean 70 times 7, could simply mean a really lot. Jesus isn't quantifying forgiveness anymore in this passage, any more than he is quantifying sin. After all, as the psalmist says, "If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord would stand." But the point isn't the number of sins committed or the amount of forgiveness needed, but the correlation between your sin and your forgiveness. For if you do not realize the depth of your sin, then you will never realize the depth of the forgiveness that you have in Jesus Christ, your Lord. Nor will you ever extend that kind of forgiveness to those who have sinned against you. Bad math aside, there's another set of numbers in this passage that help us understand Jesus' point even better. 10,000 talents versus 100 denarii. Jesus tells St. Peter this parable of the unforgiving servant. Servant who had been forgiven a debt of 10,000 talents, yet was unwilling to forgive his fellow servant a debt of 100 denarii. And here the numbers, I would suggest, are very important because of the contrast they reveal between the two servants. You don't have a good modern exchange rate on talents. So the best we can do is something like this. 10,000 talents in the ancient world would have amounted to something like 60 million days of work. 60 million. It's about 1,000 years, give or take. Again, pastor math. By contrast, with the 100 denarii owed by the other servant, that would be a ratio of 6,000 to 1. 6,000 to 1. The first servant had been forgiven 6,000 times more than the second servant. Yet he was unwilling to forgive that second debt. The debt of the first servant was immeasurably more. He had been forgiven, yet he did not realize it. And that is precisely why he chose not to forgive the second servant. See, that there are two correlations this parable of our Lord makes for us. The first is between how we view our sins and how we view the forgiveness that Christ has granted to us. If we treat our sins lightly, if we consider our sins few and insignificant, if we minimize our sins to make ourselves look better or to feel better about ourselves, we will never quite realize the mercy that God has shown us in His Son, Jesus Christ. The mercy that He has shown us by forgiving those sins. The first servant simply could not comprehend the vast amount of debt that had been forgiven. And had he, his disposition would have changed markedly. This is sort of where repentance comes in, right? It's why the Scriptures speak so often about the need for repentance. It's why Lutheran confessions emphasize faith, repentance is really the other side of the coin of faith in Jesus Christ. It's why your pastors are always telling you in Lutheran circles to repent. It's not that they want you to feel bad about yourselves. They don't want you beating yourselves up over your sins. They don't want you flogging yourself publicly because of your mistakes. They want you to realize that those sins that you confess, those sins you acknowledge, those sins that you repent of, Jesus died for those sins. Jesus forgives those sins. Jesus throws those sins as far away as the east is from the west, never to be remembered again. But if you don't acknowledge those sins for what they are, never appreciate the richness and the forgiveness that you have in Jesus Christ, your Lord. Forgiveness He has given you on account of His bitter sufferings and death, dying a death He did not deserve for sins He did not commit, in order that He might forgive you your sins. And that's where the second correlation comes into. If you don't realize the depth of the forgiveness you have in Christ because you don't understand the depth of your sinfulness, then you will likely never truly forgive your brother and sister in Christ for the sins that they've committed against you. This is what Jesus wants for St. Peter, what He wants for you. When we dismiss our sinfulness or treat our sins casually or indifferently, we run the risk of doing precisely what the unforgiving servant in this parable did. Failing to forgive someone who has sinned against us because we think their sins are somehow worse than ours. We don't deserve our forgiveness. If we do take seriously the depth of our sinfulness, if we do realize how much we have sinned and how much punishment and condemnation those sins merit, we can't help but give thanks to our Lord Jesus for the grace and forgiveness He has so lavishly and generously poured out. Forgivings. And in turn, we can't help but forgive those who have sinned against us because we know how much Christ has forgiven us in the first place. More than 7 times, more than 70 plus 7, more than 70 times 7, more than 10,000 talents worth, more than 1,000 years worth, indeed, immeasurably more than you could ever ask for. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.